There was no one in sight as they streaked to the foot of the forward wall. Felix glanced briefly at Kent, rolling alongside. He had told the other man nothing to tell him. Don't panic at what you see. Nothing else could mean anything. Kent had soaked it up like a sponge. Jump onto the wall, not over it, Felix cautioned him one final time as they leapt side by side into the air. This is the only way home, he reminded himself. He was unprepared for the sight. It stunned him. It staggered him. He could not, would not believe it for the first precious idle instant. Writhing slaughter swirled beneath them. It was jammed tight from wall to wall. It was a nightmare. Thousands of ants. Oh my God! Kent gasped, as though wounded already. For the first few seconds it was hard to distinguish any detail. Then a warrior was spotted, then another. Over there a mob of 15 or so wedged back to back and going down. Another smaller pack there, a group of 50 scattering. A lone suit frozen in traction mode, another obscenely imploding, blazers sweeping wildly, panicky over their heads. The main seal was buried from sight behind the trembling horde fighting to enter it. Wake up, he screamed to himself. React! Erupt! But he only stared. There's thousands of them! How? How? Kent wailed. Felix shook himself. He scanned, pointed. There were three roughly circular holes in the northeast corner of the compound. Ants poured from each. Faded ants, he saw then. The tired ones they had fought that last time. Weak and... but so many. So many. Come on, he said to Kent, and rushed along the top of the wall to the corner. He unclipped three blaze bombs as he moved. He dropped the first two in the first two holes. The third was partially blocked by a bright orange engineer's pea suit, being dragged, carried, struggling down into oblivion. Felix hesitated but a moment on a man he could do nothing for, then dropped the third bomb into the darkness where the orange had just been. Kent looked sideways at him, then back down as the bombs blew. Sand, dust, ants, and quite a bit of orange material vaulted up from the shadows before raining back upon the collapsing sides of the holes. Not much, Felix muttered almost to himself. Something. Above him, the barrel of a blazer cannon pointed into the sky. Hey! He hopped up into the cockpit, stomping down hard on the swivel bar. It rotated smoothly to the right and stopped, pointing down the length of the outer wall. He tried the other direction. The barrel stopped again, just as before. A safety measure, of course. He kicked the turret as hard as he could. Then he hopped off. He tried adjusting the gearing directly. He tried altering the mechanism underneath. He even tried lifting the entire assembly from its anchor. But it wouldn't budge. Here, said Kent, shouldering him aside and grabbing hold of each end. With a single heave, he ripped the turret, the chair, and the cannon right up out of the wall. Grab that, added Kent, indicating the ruptured foundation rod with a massive nod of his great blue helmet. Felix grabbed it, planted his feet firmly, and tried to keep from being thrown into the killing by the violent torque of Kent ripping the cannon free from the rest with a single twist of his armored wrists. Felix knew he'd have to take the time to be impressed by that someday. Where do I shoot? There are people in them, and... Felix pointed to an area just in front of the main seal. A defensive formation of sorts had formed. But there were so many ants, and so many who didn't know what to do, and so many more without weapons, only pea suits, that seemed to be tearing whenever he saw them, ripping and flapping, and... Just there, Felix said shortly. Protect the bunker door.
But there's people. I'll kill them, too.
Yes,